Albany County's new waste heat cogeneration facility in Menance will not only save money by creating renewable energy, it will also cut CO2 emissions by nearly 1,500 tons per year and will reuse 50,000 gallons of water per day to cool the high-efficiency system. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy says the cogen project has long been in the works.
This is going to save taxpayers of Albany County money, but it's also going to help with the environment, and we've talked about going green. You know, we've aggressively have gotten two grants, actually three altogether, one from the EFC and one from GIPIT, which is the Green Innovation Grant Program, and NYSERDA. And one was for $5.9 million, NYSERDA was $2 million, and Albany County tax dollars was $700,000, for a total of $7 million. So what this is doing is it's capturing the waste heat from incinerators of sewage sludge to produce electricity and offset the building heat of our North plant that was built in the 1970s and was commissioned in, I believe, 1974, somewhere in that area. But with this, we started the cogen generator, went online as of July of this summer. And since July right up until present, we have saved 1.1 million kilowatts of hours of electricity. I mean, you think about that. So we still don't know what our total savings is going to be, but I can tell you this time next year, it's going to be this cogen is going to pay for itself.
The facility is designed to provide long-term environmental and economic benefits to the Albany County Sewer District's 8 member communities, which serve a population of 200,000. New York State Senator Neil Breslin weighs in.
I commend Albany County and NYSERDA and really the Environmental Facilities Corp as well for getting together, and this project will burn garbage, essentially, and in a process that will save the county by using the heat from that burning process, save the county $400,000 a year. That's the way we make the environment better. We're not putting it into landfills. We're using it to save money. So we need more of this. We need to highlight our past successes and this one in particular.
Over 90% of the $8.6 million project is supported by NYSERDA and the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation via the Green Innovation Grant Program. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.